You're listening to SBS News.
The International Federation of Journalists says the deadliest country for people who work in the news media in 2018 was Afghanistan. The Brussels-based organisation counted 94 journalists and media workers worldwide who died in targeted killings, bomb attacks and conflict crossfire, 12 more than the previous year. The Federation's president, Philippe Lerouth, says as well as the tragedy of lives lost, such killings affect the pursuit of truth.
Conflict zones are evidently dangerous zones for journalists, and this year 16 journalists were killed in Afghanistan. But the second most dangerous country for journalists in the world was Mexico, and Mexico was last year the most dangerous. It means that journalists, maybe local journalists doing their job, disturb criminal activities without knowing this. And evidently in Mexico, many journalists disturb traffic, drug traffickers, for instance. This year we had also a journalist murder in Bulgaria, Victoria Marinovna, and in Slovakia, Jan Kuciak, which is for Europeans highly shocking because we are not used to have journalists murdered for doing their job.
Yemen had 9 media slayings and Syria 8 in 2018. Iraq, where 309 media professionals were killed over the past 25 years, had previously topped the list, but only one photojournalist died there in 2018. Appearing high on the list, though, in 6th place, was the United States, with 5 killings. In June, a gunman in Annapolis in the state of Maryland opened fire in the newsroom of a local newspaper, fatally shooting 4 journalists and a sales associate.
The very fact is that journalists are special targets, you know. When you talk to justice officers and so on, they say, evidently, you mustn't kill a journalist, but the killing of a journalist is like killing a civilian. And we say, no, journalists are targeted because they are witnessed. And the result of this, when a journalist or when many journalists are killed in a country, you see an increase of self-censorship.
The much-publicised killing of Saudi exile Jamal Khashoggi, who also wrote for the Washington Post, had worldwide impact.
Jamal Khashoggi was not murdered. He was slaughtered in a horrible way in a Saudi consulate, which made his case very, very special. But you know, the most shocking statistic is that we know that 9 of 10 journalist murders remain unpunished in the world. It comes from a UNESCO report. And even though the Jamal Khashoggi case is well known, we won't probably never know with certainty who gave the order to kill him.
Meanwhile, the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalism says more than 250 journalists around the world have been imprisoned for their work, with more than half of them in Turkey, China and Egypt. They include 2 reporters for the Reuters news agency, whose imprisonment in Myanmar has drawn international criticism. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt expressed his concern over press freedom.
This year I sent 2 rather different Christmas cards to Myanmar journalists Walone and Chor So'u, who are both in prison this Christmas because they wanted to report on the Rakhine crisis where there's been some alleged genocide against the Rohingya people in Burma. They were arrested and we are very worried about due process in this case.
He says freedom of expression and the work of journalists is a vital component of a free society.
This is a year when we've seen a big increase in the number of journalists who have been locked up and indeed far worse, murdered. And that number is going up. Why does this matter? Because if you believe in an open society, in a free society, then the thin red line between open and closed societies is whether journalists can do their work and hold power to account. And that's why this matters to all of us.
Maya Jameson, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.